Natalie Bell, assistant curator. A major influence for Barbara Rossi has been Indian miniature painting, and more generally, Indian vernacular painting traditions. At the time of making some of these early paintings, Barbara had a book about Indian miniatures, and this book, inadvertently, inspired a number of these works. Barbara's painting, Ideal, from 1974, echoes a Mughal painting that depicts Emperor Jahangir holding up a portrait of his father Akbar. Barbara Rossi's painting Rose Rock from 1972 relates to a narrative image of Krishna lifting up a mountain to protect his friends from a hurricane. Barbara's paintings didn't derive directly from these works. She wasn't trying to interpret them or recreate them, but late in the course of her working on an image, she noticed, in both cases, that she was referring to these original images. Barbara admired the range of treatment of space in Indian miniature painting, as well as the way color was being used, and the exquisiteness of the application of the paint. She also became interested in narrative and how these images can have historical or ritual functions. Barbara recalled to me that she once read an exhibition review in which the critic described Indian miniature painting as a special format that keeps us very aware of how much there is in whatever scene you are looking at. So much that you have to go very slowly through the whole thing. In her words, quote, "It's a special kind of image that lets us know how much there is in the world." In the 1980s, Barbara took a break from painting and teaching and dedicated herself to researching Indian vernacular painting traditions. After a number of visits throughout India, she prepared an exhibition of works that toured to museums in the US, and she also published a book with Oxford University Press called From the Ocean of Painting, 1589 to the Present. This dedication to looking at images and admiring artwork from around the world is one of the most distinguishing aspects of Barbara and her work. Through her own practice of extended viewing and intense visual observation, Barbara can understand how images that teeter at the edge of figuration and abstraction are able to hold our attention and imagination for long periods of time. These works, for me, are exemplary in this sense. Not only do they ask us to spend more time looking, but their reward is greater the longer that you look.